the garden with Tony Serra of the Magic Garden Nursery, located on 22nd Street,
just
east of Pantano, north side of the road.
Yes.
Look for the big green building.
Yes.
Excellent. We were talking earlier about lawns, and Richard has a lawn, but a ton of weeds, so he's trying to figure out how to equal that out and get more of the grass versus the weed. Richard, welcome to the program.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I've got an established Bermuda lawn, and I also have dichondra in it. But I'm trying to find something that I can put down to kill the weeds but won't kill my dichondra.
That's a tough one, because dichondra is considered a broadleaf grass, and all those weed and feeds that are out there are designed to kill broadleaf weeds in such that they will kill dichondra. There was a chemical out years ago, but I believe it disappeared from the market 10 or 15 years ago that was safe to use on a dichondra lawn, and I think one of the reasons it disappeared was it also affected Bermuda grass. So it's one of those ones where it's you can't win for trying. I will tell you on the weed and feeds that you've got to be careful if you read the label. Most of those can't be applied when the temperature is above 90 degrees out there. And they can also affect any periphery shrubbery that's around the lawn.
Now, when you say 90 degrees, is that to say that I could wait till it drops, and like you were saying, spray after the bees go to bed? Could I spray when the temperature drops below 90 at night?
You could try it if you water enough. It doesn't mean that in the summertime it won't give you a problem, because we all know in the summer it doesn't cool off as quickly at night. And also that you can bring in disease issues on your lawn sometimes by watering at night. If you've got a dichondra lawn and you've got a weed issue, you may almost be better off just going and buying an organic weed and grass killer that you can spot spray the weeds. And then I would look at applying a pre-emergent down a couple times a year to keep the weed seeds from even coming up. Now, you can use Weed Impede, which is similar to the old-fashioned Surflan. Or if you wish to go organic, you can use a corn gluten meal. The one thing about the corn gluten meal, it will also act as a fertilizer at the same time. So there's about 10% nitrogen in there. If you put that down three times a year, you'll keep your weed seeds from coming up, and it'll keep your lawn looking good at the same time. Just be careful if you do overseed with winter rye, it will keep the rye seed from also coming up as well.
So it sounds like it depends. If he's got a small enough area, the best route for him is the organic weed puller.
Yes.
Right here, index finger and thumb.
Index finger and thumb. It's hard with dichondra, because dichondra is very, very sensitive. Most chemicals will knock dichondra out, and there aren't any out there that will work simultaneously on dichondra and Bermuda.
Richard, we appreciate the call. We started off talking about watering. Let's recap that for our listeners.
Biggest thing is out here with our hard, heavy soils is water deeply and as long as possible in between watering. So I will go back to my own house as an example. I've got a number of mature fruit trees around my house, and they probably have 15 to 22 gallon an hour drip emitters on each tree. Summertime, I'll run it for 6 to 9 hours once a week. So that's a good long heavy watering at each watering, and then as long as possible in between each watering. What is key to remember is as your trees are growing each year, you need to move out about 3 feet and add more drip emitters around your trees so that they're getting more water out to where the root zone has grown now, instead of just leaving the little drip emitters right up at the base to do them any good. And you're just not watering as often.
And you had also mentioned the benefit of spreading out those roots is when we get those heavy winds, it won't knock it over because the roots can support the tree.
Yes, yeah, the roots have grown out and they've gone deeper versus staying at the surface. As mesquites hold the world record for the deepest rooted tree, and so you really shouldn't see much in the way of surface roots on mesquite trees. If you're seeing that, then it means you've got too much surface water and not enough deep water to get them down into the ground.
Who went around the entire world and dug up trees?
Actually, it was a root of a mesquite tree discovered in Bisbee's copper mine down southeast or southwest of here, and they were down in the copper mine, and one guy looked up at the ceiling and noticed a root sticking out of it, and they discovered it was coming from a mesquite tree up above.
Wow. That's deep.
Yes.
How deep is that mine? There's some areas
there,
that
I don't know exactly what point they were at down there, but I know it was quite a ways down.
That's a tenacious tree right there.
That is. And, Tony, how could people get a hold of you?
They can call us at the Magic Garden. We're open 7 days a week, 8 to 5:30. The number is 885-7466.
Also come by 22nd Street north of Palomino. I'm sorry, east of
Pantano.
East of Pantano.
Address is 7909 East 22nd Street.
Chuck, just stop in and buy some of that unpasteurized honey.
Yes.
And then walk the garden and see if there's some flats of color you want to put in the yard.
Yeah, that's right.
And all the vegetable starters are still a good time to put in the ground.
We still got a lot of vegetable starters out there.
The food prices are supposed to jump again this, so that'd be a great reason to. Although, by the it takes a couple years to pay off because you got to get your plant prison going.
Yes.
You got to get your soil established, but no better time to start than now.
And yes. Next weekend you'll have a vegetable gardening seminar, Saturday and Sunday, right?
Saturday at 9 o'clock. It's a free class for vegetable gardening. We'll talk about companion planting, doing more control methods for insects, fertilizer applications, and there's a repeat class on Sunday at 11. The end of class is open to whatever questions you may have, so come on down. We're happy to assist you in whatever way we can.
Magic Garden, a new Tucson area Rosie certified partner. We appreciate y'all's partnership and look forward to getting to know you a whole lot better. Y'all stay tuned for two more hours of Rosie on the House, broadcasting here from the Tucson Convention Center at the Saba Home and Patio Show.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.